program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Another day, another dildo. Okay, fake it from the top. 3, 2, 1. Oh, welcome, Seekers. Yes, welcome to yet another star-stunted episode from the vaults of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, yes. I know that even the most fanatical, my twisted little subgenius flock may cavil at another rerun, but hey, I'm busy hammering out something big for you, and besides, you're all flocked up with nowhere to go anyway, just like me. And it's not like you put up a fight anyway, you slut, so why don't you just bend over and take it like a yeti? Which is an appropriate posture, because I've excavated Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 69, my very first sex show, and digitally restored it. Boy, are my fingers tired. I'm gonna have to come back to you later, huh? This show was done way back in early 1995. Back in those chipper years before half a lifetime toiling under the chafing yoke of Dobbs took its damn toll on me. Oh yeah, Bob, I got the yoke. I just thought the J was pronounced different. Oh, but you know, Seekers, I can't complain because Dobbs did deliver the sex. With a sexponent. But tonight I feel like spreading a little around, so who's on first?
No.
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 Yes. I mean, no.
No.
Oh, howdy do, Seekers. Oh, welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm the rapidly rotating, righteously irreverent Reverend Susie the Floozy, and hey, you look like you need to unwind. Here, let me loosen your collar. There. Doesn't that feel better? Now get out of that bulky radiation suit. Oh, what a week, Seekers. In this climate of hysteria, don't think the full story about the Branch Bob Dobbsian involvement in that Oklahoma thing will ever come out. It was just a couple of goofuses who were going into the federal building to slip a Bob virus into the IRS computer mainframes, and the one in the GM truck rear-ended the guy in the Ford Pinto. What a sap foo. Oh, this colossal monkey wrench has made things really unpredictable. But one thing will definitely come out of this. The Republicrat repression machine is going to gather more steam than ever from this little incident. Oh, what a stroke of luck for them. I bet they can't believe it. It's goosed their plans for domination ahead beyond their wildest dreams. Now nothing stands in the way to stop their police state juggernaut, and the most draconian measures will seem reasonable to the paranoid media fear-imprinted American electorate. They'll love them for it. Oh, I was thinking that until X Day I could weather this storm, but now I'm not so sure. A couple times a conspiracy's veil has slipped, and I've seen the writing on the wall, and the words belong to them. Oh, we went to see Faster Pussycat Kill Kill again the other night, and we stopped at a bookstore across the street first. And while Reverend Rex hit the magazines, I went trolling for a copy of Revelation X with Brother Marcus, and we couldn't find one. It wasn't filed under psychology, the arts, self-help. If that wasn't it, what isn't what it is, I don't know what it is. It wasn't under sexuality, literature, poetry. We gave it a chance. We looked everywhere. It wasn't even in the religion section, nor mythology. Our rich traditions were not represented on the shelves. Not the stories of Nigi and the first pipe maker. You know, there probably was a copy of Revelation X there in that alleged bookstore. Back in the humor section. I don't know. I didn't look. To tell you the truth, I didn't have the stomach for it. I had to leave before I vomited down my cleavage. It physically sickened me to see my faith denigrated, dismissed as a lame-ass joke, and openly mocked by this hive of pleasantly bookish pinks. But then the Nord hit me head-on, and I saw those pathetic pinks anew, sicklied o'er with the pale light of Bob. I saw those poor idiots for what they are, smug little sacks of meat, thinking that there they are, nestled in the repository of all wisdom, with all the knowledge of the world laid out before them. But the conspiracy has the cards all marked, and they're dealing from the bottom of the deck, too. The conspiracy controls which books are available, which ideas will be disseminated. They control not only what you read, they control how you interpret it. They control the use of the very words with which we communicate. Listen to this. That same afternoon, I was writing ad copy and needed to come up with another word for sexy. I grabbed the handy Roget's thesaurus and found, to my surprise, that the conspiracy has their scum-clotted talons sunk to the leathery hilt into this word. Only a couple of synonyms didn't have a negative slant to them. Every other one was more sneering and damning as I went along. Get this. Sexy. Adjective. Voluptuous, seductive, lewd, lascivious, wanton, sensational, bold, pornographic, X-rated. And then the capper in capitals. See impurity. Oh, you better believe I was apoplectic over that one. I mean, this was the same Roget's thesaurus that lists the term S-O-L under unfortunate. I thought they were objective, but no. They've got me fighting with their ammunition whether I like it or not. By controlling the thesaurus and the dictionary, they make or break our thoughts and dreams into their own comfortable, convenient interpretations. They slant the impact of their own insidious spin. You're bound to them by every word you utter. Every idea you express is couched in words of their forging. They can change what you think you mean. We are damned by definition. But we have weapons. Words lose all meaning when you repeat them over and over and over. Except, of course, for the word Bob. But we'll attack them not only with words, but with thoughts and ideas, especially the filthy thoughts, the ones that really push their buttons. Oh, yeah, right now in Washington, they're dry washing their talons and making plans for the subgenius death camps, which tells me one thing. It's time for a party! Yeah! This is week number 69 of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and tonight I'm going to burn WREK Atlanta to the ground and sow the scorched earth with salt. Woo-hoo! I'm going to get real dirty tonight, yeah! As dirty as they're afraid I'll be. We're all going to get steeped in the cesspool swirl of sin. Oh, yes, I'm going to respect their heavy, repressive concept of sex as something filthy. Only I'm putting an exponent on it. And by the same token, I'm taking the concept of sex where I want to go with it, too. And Bob, take the hindmost. Suck it up, pink boys. Sex can be not only something ugly and evil, but something that is light and kicky and guilt-free and fun. Fun! Fun! Because sex is something they can't make us hate no matter how much they try. Oh, I'm getting out of these clothes and into some trouble. I got a hot-looking prairie squid here and my debeaking tool. And I just might not debeak it this time if you catch my drift. I suggest you do the same, seekers.
Yeah. likes it.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. God help you compromising preachers who allow this rock beat in your pulpit on Sunday morning because they got Jesus saved tied to it. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach it in my conversion story, which you can get. How this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rights of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up. You're not hearing from a preacher now. You're hearing from the leader of the White Panthers planning a revolution, a sexual revolution by 74. And all through rock music. Don't you dare defend it. I'll tell you, I'm brokenhearted. In my citywide crusade, I can preach against immorality, sex. I can preach against liquor. I can preach against tobacco. Name it! They take it. I've had two churches pull out of my crusades already because I hit on rock and roll music. Brother, if it makes the devil that mad, there has to be something wrong. Our message is one, and that is freedom. For the first time in America, we have a generation of visionary, maniac, white mother, country, dope fiend, rock and roll freaks who are ready to kick out the jams, all the jams. Our program of rock and roll. Not the waltz, not the polka, rock and roll. And sex in the streets is a program of total freedom for everyone. We are totally committed to carrying out our program. We breathe revolution. We are LSD-driven maniacs in the universe. We'll do anything we can to drive people crazy out of their heads into their bodies. Here's poor grammar. Rock and roll music is the spearhead of our attack because it's so effective and so much fun.
Nobody would stop and talk to me today. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's the meaning of life?
Inhale and exhale.
Life is living.
Yeah.
Life is all about love.
What are you hitting him for?
We just came back from the Cicat Theater.
You know, someone has suggested, you know, that people do spend a lot of time making love, and they expend a lot of energy, and that if they could do something, if couples could do something while they were having sex, can you think of anything to do during sex that would be productive?
Eat. That isn't productive.
How about making hamburger patties?
I couldn't do that. Not while I'm... Huh?
Really? If there was a pound of hamburger just to your left?
I couldn't concentrate. Whenever I'm making love, I have to concentrate on what I'm doing, not the hamburger patties.
If I gave you 2 pounds of hamburger, would you go home tonight? And if you do make love, make some hamburger patties, and then I'll try and sell them, let's say, to McDonald's or...
How much money would I get out of this? What do I get to profit?
Well, let's say if you could make $100 a night making hamburgers.
I'd make the hamburger patties. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be concentrating on my woman. I'd be concentrating on making money.
What would be the best position?
The dog position.
Well, where would the hamburger be?
I guess on her back. So obviously, the longer I last, the more hamburger patties we get, right?
Have you made hamburger patties like this before?
No. No, hell no.
How about you?
Gulp.
You know, well, you could put
ask
like...
you a question?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of this?
I'm trying to find out the meaning of life.
Have anybody ever flicked your bitch?
Wouldn't this turn you on as you were making love to know that he was making hamburgers on your back?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You're looking at her and it's right away.
I was thinking, you know, I was trying to figure all this out, you know. We're going to make this a real situation, right?
And what I'd like to do, because if this works out, we're going to try and make some commercials. We'd like to just film you.
Yeah, why not? It's, I mean, it's slick to me, you guys. Yeah.
Now, would you be at all nervous if there also was a dog involved?
God damn.
Oh, 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 oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Peppermint Lounge, the Cramp. Well, here comes the one that you've been dreaming of.
was it bad for you, Seekers? Oh, if smut is in the eye of the beholder, then you'd better get the Visine ready for our next selections. Under the auspices of Blastoff Video, we're going to have a little video sinfotainment. But while you're strapping on your non-virtuous reality headgear, let's get in the mood with some forbidden literature first, just to warm us up. From the Theakston collection of fine tapes comes Cheap Stories, a loving tribute to true sleaze by a dozen dedicated guys who sure know which side a broad is buttered on.
I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
Recognize that stirring prose? No, of course you don't. Hello, I am Charles Foster Lovewell, Executive Vice President of the Earmark Collection of Fine Literature. The Earmark Collection has scaled the depths of literary endeavor to bring you the best of the worst, and only the worst parts of these great rotten books of the past for you to enjoy in the privacy of your own headphones or automobile. We have gathered literally piles of pseudo-steamy, unexplicit adult novels from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Books with one message. Don't let anyone see you reading this book. We hope you enjoy these almost exciting excerpts, these shining examples of the failure of language to inspire, inform, or even communicate effectively. Good day, and happy listening.
From Virgin in Blue Jeans. If Paul had thought this erotic implosion with Nadia to be the terminus of the evening, he had been mistaken. Nadia had just begun. As a matter of fact, her avidity had been such that immediately upon her deflowering, she had given Paul no recovery time whatever. He had wanted, at the very least, several minutes. But no, even as his spasms had been dying down, Nadia had fluently recommenced her ministrations, and Paul, once again, to his astonishment, had felt his mettle. The girl, after all, had been a glorious spectacle, a blonde goddess of a creature with firm, admonitory breasts whose nipples protruded like spikes. Her ribcage and belly were taut structures and downily smooth. And the palestra of her womanhood contained a kind of Everglades in miniature, where the elements of the tropical abounded, flaxen plumaged, now yielding, now constricting with concealed concourses and secret devourings in which the skimming craft of the male pirogue itself could be lost and sink down nervelessly into humid germinals.
One is a lonely number. His pulses began to hammer again at her nearness. The short nightgown was up above her waist as she twisted over in bed, made room for him to sit down next to her. He had never killed anyone before, let alone a woman. In cold blood, he might have managed it, he thought muzzily, but now when her body was glued to his, her mouth partly open, her little pink tongue darting against his, playing with it, caressing it. Later, he thought, just a little later, I'll kill her.
Hi, Paul Powers here. Hey, I know you're the kind of guy who likes a good read now and then. Who likes snuggling up with the classics in bed, and I don't mean Ivanhoe or Grapes of Wrath either. No, I'm talking about the kind of stories that leap off the page, smack you around, plant a wet one on your lips, then toss you into the alley where you writhe around begging for more. You'd better believe it. We got them all. Where to start? How about lust? We've got it.
Lust queen.
Lust cult. Lust campus.
Lust some.
Lust master.
Lust slaver.
Lust thief.
Lust dam.
Crossroads of lust.
Temple of lust.
Untamed lust.
Twisted lust.
Secret lust.
Naked lust.
Lust in paradise.
Lust in orbit.
No lust tonight.
These are real books. I'm talking about lust, but what's lust without passion? We got it.
Passion bride.
Passion suburb.
Passion nightmare.
Passion COD.
A passionate professor.
Passionate tigress.
Ads are for passion.
Primitive passion.
Passions in the pine.
And passion with paint.
And, of course, all that passion and lust has to lead to sin. There's
Sin King.
Sin Prophet.
Sin Doll.
Sin Shroud.
Sin Show.
Sin Gallery.
Three Sinners.
Slum Simmers.
Fast Talk Sinners.
Boomtown Sinners.
Naked Sinner.
Streets of Sin.
Suburban Sin.
Suburban Sin Club.
French Sin Port.
Sinful Desires.
They call it Sin.
And Sinland.
Naturally, if you're gonna have so much sin, you gotta have a girl. There's
Roadhouse Girl.
Carnival Girl.
Fast Girl.
Fired Girl.
Tramp Girl.
Gutter Girl.
Marijuana Girl.
Girls of the French Quarter.
Girl on the Beach.
Girl on the Couch.
The Zipper Girls.
Vacation Girls.
Nice Girls Finished Last.
Half Girl, Half Woman.
All Woman.
A Woman's Woman.
A Woman Alone.
A Woman's Need.
The Fire in a Woman.
Alcoholic Woman.
Second Time Woman.
Company Woman.
Artist's Woman.
Trailer Camp Woman.
That Glover Woman.
Too Many Women.
Web of Women.
Three Strange Women.
Love Hungry Women.
Warped Women.
Trailer Camp Women.
Doctor's Women.
Huckster's Women.
Philander's Women.
Twilight Women.
A lot of dames, a lot of sin, a lot of books. But to really sin, you gotta break a commandment or two. Try these.
Lend me your wife.
A wife trader.
His neighbor's wife.
His brother's wife.
His boss's wife.
A professor's wife.
A warden's wife.
Commuting wife.
Station wagon wife.
Party wife.
Unfaithful wife.
A strange young wife.
Unnatural wife.
Frigid wife.
Love-starved wife.
Discontented wife.
Alcoholic wife.
And runaway wife.
Doesn't quite do the trick. Well, there's always strange thirst. Queer patterns. The third way. Love is a gentle whip. And the middle sex. Which asks the question, is a deviant born, made, or converted? The Earmark Collection brings you the best.
Later. You've only got 40-odd bucks with you, Danny boy, she drawled, turning around so that his glare was directed at the flushed, faintly bruised abundance of her breasts and naked thighs. Tonight will cost you $100.
You're crazy, Dan yelled, hastily scrambling out of the mattress and stomping angrily over to snatch his billfold from her hands. If anything, you should pay me. You enjoyed this rutting session one hell of a lot more than I did. Pack your things, Fern. You're done. Finished here. I'll have my wife send you your final check.
You didn't hire me. You can't fire me. Relax, Danny, darling, maliciously murmured the unclad brunette. We both had fun now, didn't we?
You're nothing but a whore.
Did I ever say I wasn't?
He was involved in a nightmare of sex that began when he found his wife in bed with another woman. A natural wife. At your newsstand.
So, man.
I do have a cause, though. It is obscenity. I'm for it. Thank you. Unfortunately, the civil liberties types who are fighting this issue have to fight it, owing to the nature of the laws, as a matter of freedom of speech and stifling of free expression and so on. But we know what's really involved. Dirty books are fun. That's all there is to it. But you can't get up in the court and say that, I suppose. Simply a matter of freedom of pleasure, a right which is not guaranteed by the Constitution, unfortunately. Anyway, since people seem to be marching for their causes these days, I have here a march for mine. It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut. Tall. I've never quibbled. If it was ribald, I would devour where others merely nibbled. As the judge remarked the day that he acquitted my Aunt Hortense, to be smut, it must be utterly without redeeming social importance. Pornographic pictures I adore. Indecent magazines galore. I like them more if they're hardcore. Bring on the obscene movies, murals, postcards, neckties, samplers, stained glass windows, tattoos, anything. More, I'm still not satisfied. Stories of tortures used by debauchers, lurid, licentious, and vile. Make me smile. novels that pander to my taste for candor give me a pleasure sublime. Let's face it, I love slime. All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder, for filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. I thrill to any book like Fanny Hill, and I suppose I always will, if it is swill and really filthy. Who needs a hobby like tennis or philately? I've got a hobby, rereading Lady Chatterley. But now they're trying to take it all away from us unless we take a stand, and hand in hand we fight for freedom of the press. In other words, smut, I love it. Ah, the adventures of a slut. Oh, I'm a market they can't glut. I don't know what compares with smut. Hip, hip, hooray, let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Don't let them take it away.
But you can read all those books for free. Magazines are wrapped in plastic, baby. They can read those books for free. Movies cost a quarter down in the back, but just think what you get to see.
Invited to attend secret rites in their secluded temple of love. Invited to peep behind the curtain as the love cult's leader procures new disciples, new suckers.
What are your kids, Mrs. Blakesley? Whips? Restraining bonds?
Love in many forms. And friends with people who are in as deep as I.
You are invited to join the Love Cult. Invited to be an eyewitness to seduction.
Ah, my eyes!
An outstanding film that strikes at every phony religious cult that uses the devil for its teachings and sex for its on earth that turned to hell and destroyed the man who created it.
Alice, look! No! No!
The Love Cult is the first big picture that treats a sensitive subject with naked frankness.
You'll thrill to the most bizarre pot party orgy of perversion ever filmed. You'll see the sadistic practices of the Leather Boys. Fall into the twilight world of the lesbian and the homosexual. You'll see topless waitresses really dishing it out.
Aren't the pies enough? Do you have to degrade us?
A tremendously powerful and sordid tale of young people trapped in a savage world of depravity. An intimate revelation of a way of life barely imagined by others outside its ilk. A blushing expose of the strange activities that took place behind closed doors. Film that reveals the hidden life, a world of furtive meetings and unconventional love affairs, loneliness and shame.
What?
Come on. Come on.
Want me to take off my clothes?
Come on.
Why not?
What did you say?
I said, why not? A little fresh air never hurt anyone.
Here, here.
You mean we all ought to play for that kind of bet? Favors?
Swingers are made, not born, and you'll see why. Sex is the game people play. Sex is. Sex is the game. Sex is the game people play.
Yes.
The unquenched desires of sex and the sensualists in their search for pleasures are unparalleled in this motion picture. For a ringside seat that takes you into the lust-filled caverns of life, see, it's a sick, sick, sick world.
Ah, you almost had me.
Literally.
Ted, you old dog, how's that golf game?
Hey, fun boys, get the room.
Big donuts, so. Oh. Man.
The sex cycle, the ever-searching for thrills and kicks beyond description.
I must admit I was attracted to you the first time I saw you at the club.
Now what's the problem?
I had an affair.
So?
I want more affairs. I need a bed.
This is the sex cycle, where the imagination goes beyond all barriers.
About time you got here.
I got here, didn't I?
Like 3 hours late.
Ain't we going to bed?
I think I don't want to.
This is the sex cycle. Unconventional, raw, adult all the way.
I need a lot of loving, baby. While you'd be away working, what do you think I'd be doing? And for free. Same thing I did before. No, baby, it's no gingham apron and house dress for little me.
The sex cycle.
You dig the excitement, baby?
It stimulates me.
Then don't talk. Swing, swing.
See? Bite them, they're real.
Ow!
Damn!
A complex moral standard sometimes causes its own rejects. Bans, taboos, hypocrisies on sex are overthrown by some, and they turn on the same society that spawned them.
Douchebag!
Come on, Susie, take a breath. You've got a good
ticket. Gutter Girls. Who are the gutter girls? By day, innocent schoolgirls and secretaries. By night, the far-from-innocent swingers of a wild and way-out sex cult. Gutter Girls, the lusty and revealing story of girls with a new slant on sin. Gutter Girls, they'll do anything for kicks, and men know it. Girls who go all the way and then ask why.
You're just like the rest of them. When you do it, it's all right, but if we do it, it's dirty.
Gutter Girls rips away the cover and lets you see everything.
Well, if you'll take me to London.
He's a jockey, you know.
In my book, nothing is for nothing. She travels with me, she swings. Right?
Gutter Girls. Looking for new thrills and finding
them. Oh, well, come on, Tim.
Don't miss the wild thrills of Gutter Girl.
Motel Confidential reveals the sordid stories of men and women who seek new and stimulating kinds of illicit love and the thrills of forbidden pleasures.
Oh, no! A fag and drag!
He's sucking my thumb!
Hey, boys will be boys.
You backpedal to the lower depth of depravity when you see the smut peddler. An orgy, overweight with immorality, will scandalize you.
Wait till you see what Judy does with all these men.
We're about to view some scenes from a motion picture the entire world is whispering about, called
Subgenius Confidential.
This is the story of men and women who shed not only their clothes, but also their inhibitions. They are the thrill seekers, corrupt and immoral as their passions run riot. See the wild get-togethers of a sex-conscious generation. Degradation of innocent Susan.
Oh!
Who becomes a slave to her environment.
Strange Rampage. You are about to see actual scenes from a new motion picture, guaranteed to stagger the imagination by its bold portrayal and startling exposures about the single women in today's society.
starring two bright new performers, Miss Anne Howe and her 48s, and lovely Bunny Ware.
The single most exhilarating, sexually explosive, and incredibly mind-blowing dynamic emotion of the entire human experience is doing it.
Launch the head! Launch the head!
You away.
Hand me the
club. Doing it is to be doing it.
Come on, set it up. Here, I've got a cup. Put it on this.
And doing it is the ultimate ecstasy of all.
Hand me the golf club. I'm ready to take a swing at it.
Doing it. The pleasure is all yours.
Hey! Woo! Look at that sucker fly! Oh, one head isn't enough. Get another one.
Doing it is an odyssey that will blow you away, causing you to be doing it.
Yes.
The rest of your life.
Yes, launch them, launch them all. Oh, every golfer of the world tour, get them, launch the heads. Yes. Oh, do it, do it.
Doing it, the world's deepest, most enjoyable feeling. Let's all be doing it.
Let's all launch the head. Oh, yes, nothing feels quite so good as that. Oh, I love a good head launching, don't you? Boy, I'm sweating like a whore in church. I hope all of you are launching some heads out there yourself. Bob knows Arnold Palmer's head is big enough to go around. But I've got a special treat here for you dues-paying subgeniuses out there. And I know who you are. I have right here in my hot little hands a church mailing list for the entire Southeast. And while our next election throbs on the turntable, I'm going to be rubbing it all over my body. And oh, you're gonna feel it, seekers, no matter what sexual orientation you think you are, even if you're not listening to the show. I just hope you're not operating any heavy machinery. Oh, so let's let Charo, the eternal goddess of Coochie Coochie, lead us in this devotional debauch. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes, yes, there's yards and yards of you here. Oh, heads up, seekers. Here comes a wave of Bob Sent sex slack. Oh, I'm pulling the sub-genius train on the entire South. Oh, I got a lot of Bob and Connie and me. But there's plenty of room for you, too. There are 117 subgeniuses in Georgia alone. This land is rich in mutants. Oh, I'm hitting the Atlanta area first. Oh, take this. Oh.
Heavy grandpa.
Oh, woo. Sean Taylor of Avondale Estates. Woo. Brother Ramsey Truett. Oh, the young technocrats of Marietta. Ah! Todd Canziani and the evil lymph node contingent. Take this! Oh, the sting of the paper cuts is so good. Woo! Brother Ewan Harper! Ow! Oh, Malcolm Maxwell and the Institute for Perpetual Chaos. Ooh. Oh, Sarah Holbrook. Hey, baby, you're looking great tonight. Have a big wet one on me. Woo! Oh, Pastor Burley C. Carpo. Sweet Sister Julia Rachel. Hey, Eleanor Hitler. Three Reichs don't make a wrong, baby. Woo! Ah, Carrie Thornley. Bob's V-Dub advisor, Greg Nickel. Richard Longenecker. Oh, I love that name. Whee! Oh, we're heading out now, penetrating into the wilds of Rocky Face, Georgia. Oh, I know who I'm looking for. Rabbi Bubba Joe Jim Bob Silverberg of the Religion on a Stick Foundation. Oh, I've been waiting to meet you, brother. What a name. Take this slack. Take it. Take it. Dr. Make a Duty and the comely Kathy Cummins of Pooler, Georgia. Yes, take all my slack. Yeah. Oh, let's head up into the Carolinas. There's 85 subs between North and South, including the evil Reverend Andrew Rosen of Slack Worldwide Ministries. Hey, Randy, Andy, launch this head. Woo! Ah, the rest of you take a number, but you won't be standing in line long. This church works fast. Woo! Ah. Oh, now on to Alabama. There's a scant 37 subs there, like the Reverend Maynard Rufus Xenolith of Montgomery and Bird Stuff of Manor Astro Man. So I gotta put out twice as hard for these poor bereft sub genius souls. Oh, woo! Now I'm hitting below the Bible Belt in Tennessee, the land of Illuminati and the Subjectivist League. Ow! Oh, bend over and say, ah, Multivac Kleenex and Dr. Neon Flesh Biscuit and Onan Canaanite of Knoxville. Woo! Oh, now on to Memphis. And don't laugh, Reverend Offworld Homeboy Trilobite. You're next. And round up your 51 dues-paying tennis sub-friends. Oh, stack them like cordwood. It'll save me time. Woo! God. Oh, woo! Oh! Oh, look out, Georgia. I'm having to cut another swath through your twisting innards. I gotta cut through the state again to get at those 156 sex-slack-starved subs in Florida, like Blix Alchemy, Queen Suzanne of Tampa, and Salacia the Overseer. Oh, the lascivious tan flesh of the denizens of that penile peninsula. Woo! Oh, this should just take another second. There's just one more quick hit. Ah, the industrial church of Cool Whip? Hey, Lydia, take it over for me for a couple hours, okay? don't wait up.
Shake their seats.
That's ESO, Einstein's Secret Orchestra there, giving us a little padding here so we don't beat our brains out on the footboard. Oh, yes. And if you'd like more information on the sex we've been talking about tonight, it might be in your best interest to drop a stamped, self-addressed envelope to our man Bob at the Subgenius Foundation at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Oh, and yeah, Bob will not only give you the lowdown on the trim, he'll give you the wood too. Take it from the flues. With Bob, you can't lose but ooze. Good night, seekers.